Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Folks, you're about to be treated to one of the smartest guys I know, my trust mentor, the guy who's helped me transfer being trying to be trustworthy to understanding a whole lot better, having more clarity about the concept of trust. Nobody does it better than our good friend Dr. Arki Chankute, and he's the author of Built on Trust, which is my trust Bible. I wish you could see my copy. It's totally destroyed from using it, dog-earing, bookmarking, and all that. And he's been hanging out with us now for a long time, over 20 years. He's our good friend, Arki Chankute. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Very kind remarks. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All true. Hey, Arki, I was just thinking about what we've gone through in the last 12 months and how we couldn't have done any of it. We would literally probably all be dead, starved to death, whatever, if it weren't for the subfrequency notion, concept, belief of trust. I mean, has there ever been a time in either one of our lives, anyone living our lives, when we relied on other people so much? So many people couldn't go out and do for themselves. They weren't allowed to, or they were sick or whatever, to do for themselves. And food, whatever it might be, continuing to keep the world going, we trusted other people to do their job when they weren't right in front of us. There's never been a time where, I mean, trust must be very tired right now. What do you think?
Yes, and also, We've been forced to trust or not trust strangers, which is part of what you just said. And in other words, these frontline healthcare people, many have had to trust their final messages
right to
their loved ones. I mean, to total strangers. So it's not what we're used to. It's not a touch and feel and see phenomenon. It's it's insightful of you to say, without trust, we would be lost at this point.
Well, think now, about it. How many people have had their food delivered to them?
Yeah.
Somebody was not only was trusted enough to say they'd be there with it. You know, I'm here. I'd like this food. Okay. Well, fine. We'll be there in 30 minutes. Somebody was trusted enough to do that, but we trusted them to actually answer the phone call, take an order, gouge us on the price, or if you're doing any kind of project, you got any kind of project going on that's got elements that have to be added to it, all the different people that you counted on. I mean, think about where we would be if it weren't. I mean, because of one single concept, one ideal, one notion, trust.
That's right. Yes. And it's a good time to make a little list, mental or otherwise, of people to thank and to acknowledge. Your grocery people, your hardware people, your healthcare people. I mean, your family. It's ranging from strangers to those closest to us.
When I do business with people, I tell them, thank you for being open.
Yes. Well, that's a great one. Yeah, I agree. Thank you for being up. Thank you for taking a chance. Thank you for being a hero.
Thanks for handing me the hamburger out the window, right?
Yes. That's right. And getting the order right when we're getting
You're going a little too far there, Arki. You're being a little presumptuous there now.
That's right. But you know, it's a good insight that you say that you mentioned, Jim. That without trust, we would be lost, and it's a good time to build on that trust. I think it's a great opportunity to build. And remember, trust is a dual concept: one, the absence of worry; it's subjective.
Yeah.
But then there's also a track record. And, you know, we are building a track record with this pandemic. You know, it's not perfect, but it's pretty. I think that we may be in a position to say almost miraculous by the time it's done.
Oh, I think so, too. But the thing that I hope we don't miss, and this is what I want you to help me develop as we continue our visit today, I want to make sure we don't miss the fact that our digital pandemic lives would have literally not been possible in the last 12 months without the very analog existence of trust. 100% analog, totally analog. It's the contract we give to each other. We'd be lost without that, even in a pandemic. Arkin Chankute and I will talk more about this after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Are we going out tonight?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.